The success can partly be explained by quality and innovation, but the decision to take part actively in sponsoring Switzerland's victorious America's Cup yacht, Alinghi, has also helped put the Riri brand firmly on the map. Most people tend to take the humble zip for granted, but Riri president Livio Cossuti says he's not one of them.
Oh, it's very important. It's something that we use every day without knowing that we are using it. But finally, we are opening and closing almost everything with a zip.
You might think it's rather easy to make a zip, but think again.
It's very complicated to produce a zip. There are a lot of technicalities and a lot of expertise that you have to have. They are going from blanking of the teeth, from brass ribbon, or the sewing and dyeing of the tape in polyester, of the zinc injection, for example, or the plastic injection, galvanic, which is electroplating. We have also painting departments, and so a lot of different technicalities.
Riri's history can be traced back to 1923, when Swiss jurist Martin Ottmar Winterhalter from St. Gallen bought the patent of a handcrafted zip from a traveling American.
The founder was an inventor, and at that time there was not a precise zipper working. There were many patents, but nobody knew how to make machinery and production on an industrial basis of zips. And Mr. Winterhalter studied and found out some solutions to produce zip on an industrial basis.
Hailed as the uncrowned king of the zip, Winterhalter made a fortune. After opening factories in Germany and Luxembourg with great success, he was forced, with the arrival of Nazism, to return to Switzerland in 1936. He opened his industrial complex on the site of an old pasta factory in Mendrisio, where the company still has its headquarters. But success seems to have gone to Winterhalter's head, because he squandered much of his money, particularly lavishing it on religious charlatans. After being obsessed with seeing uses for zips just about everywhere, including streets, viaducts and palaces, Winterhalter ended up by being unceremoniously kidnapped and taken to the madhouse. The Riri of today, owned by a group of Swiss and Italian investors, produces about 10 million meters of zips each year, with something like 6 million possible combinations. Production is divided between two plants at Mendrisio and Tirano in Italy's Valtellina Valley. Of late, the company has moved into the world of high fashion, but it's also been making a name in the nautical and sports fields, with a high-tech line of zippers called Storm. What better way to launch it than by using it in the nautical gear of the Alinghi crew? Lucio Cossuti explained what the company had provided the America's Cup winner.
We have produced all the zippers for the wet weather gear and for the off-dock garments or for the normal clothing of the crew. And we provide particularly the Storm zippers for the wet weather gear. Storm is a completely innovative zip with a lot of new patents, and it provides absolutely tightness to air, wind, salt, water and other chemical agents.
Apart from Storm, Cossuti believes that the fashion sector will continue to play a more important role for the company as people look for the unusual.
We are there to give them this support in finding special things. We have 7 engineers all day long reinventing almost the zip. Clients are coming to us because they know that we are the Rolls-Royce of the zip and we can do whatever they like, and then they look for us.
Livio Cossuti, president of the Riri Zip Company based in Mendrisio. That's what you might call an open and shut story.